So Scott's now going to lead us into a practice this evening. Thank you, Scott.
So obviously I think there's many practices we could do to develop will, but in the context of what we've just talked about, learning to recognize ourselves as the essence, as the consciousness, and then to utilize the free will we have is something that's it's a really fundamental and important foundation. So perhaps we could do a brief practice on that and then look at the how to implement that in our daily life. So if we just find a comfortable position and sit somewhere where we might need to move for the next 10 minutes or so. And intentionally, for this short period of time, just putting aside the preoccupations and worries and thoughts of daily life and giving this time to the essence and the consciousness. And bringing our attention to the physical body. And simply noticing how we feel in this moment. Physically. Whether we feel tense, tight, uncomfortable, perhaps relaxed. But just the current state of our physical body. And gently allowing our awareness to scan through the body from the top of the head, just gently moving progressively through the body. Noticing any areas that may feel tight or uncomfortable, areas that call out to our attention. And through simply observing and relaxing, this begins to soften and change. As the body begins to become relaxed, as the muscles, tendons and ligaments soften, the circulation opens of blood and fluids, but also the vital energy, the prana, that circulates within our vital body. And so utilizing the breath as a support, begin to breathe slightly more deeply. As we inhale, knowing that we're receiving that vital prana and feeling it circulate throughout the relaxed physical body. And as we exhale, continue to release any residual tension, deepening our sense of relaxation. Familiar with that state of presence and relaxation, because the physical body is always in the present moment. And noticing as we look at this vital aspect, that as we breathe and circulate this energy, if we were tired, tense, agitated, that the harmonious circulation of this energy begins to vitalize us, bring a sense of peace and calm, and deepen this relaxation and presence. vital aspect. We have the emotional or astral. It exists throughout our body, but in particular in the emotional center. So just noticing how we feel in this moment. If there's any emotions that are present, noticeable. And without trying to discard them, simply observe the reality of these emotions. Continuing to breathe rhythmically and deeply. Emotions can begin to shift to the degree that's able. And that sense of presence and relaxation deepens. A sense of calm and serenity. And beyond this emotional aspect, the world of thought, the intellect, noticing the state and quality of our mind, how does our mind feel as the result of how we've lived this day, are our thoughts a little chaotic? Disordered, or are they contextual, benign, simply in context to the present moment? Continuing to breathe rhythmically and deeply. The harmonious circulation of the prana deepens our sense of relaxation through each of these bodies and aspects of our being. And the mind similarly begins to flow somewhat. Thoughts may diminish. And the space of the mind begins to open a little. And beyond this, the domain of the will. Try and sense and perceive this value of volition, of will, of intent. Our intent at this moment that is set upon this practice. Maintaining this state of relaxation to the exclusion of everything else, all of the distractions of life. Feel this subtle volitional impulse. That we can connect through love for the being. Consciousness as a fluid force, not as some rigid structure that we set up. And from this perspective of this fluid will united to the being, let us recognize the consciousness. The consciousness is that which observes, that which perceives, that which has perceived our physical, vital, emotional, and mental reality. We cannot see the consciousness, the consciousness enables us to perceive reality. And from this state of presence, relaxation, peace, serenity, with the consciousness active and our will directed towards maintaining the state, let us simply observe. The arising and manifestation of thoughts and emotions and tensions inside of us. The aim of which is not to reject, suppress, deny, but simply to observe the arising and not identify. To maintain the state of presence. And allow these fleeting, transient manifestations to simply pass through the human machine, untouched by the consciousness. If we notice that we've become identified and a thought has become thinking, a daydream has ensued, forgotten the being, this state of being, that will has been overtaken that keeps us in this present moment, we simply return to that state of being, reinstate that will, that intent, to feel that volitional impulse to stay in this present moment connected to the being, the light of the consciousness manifested inside of us, active and awake, perceiving whatever arises in our interior, and using that will that we have to keep the consciousness separate and able to perceive whatever it is that arises, and to the degree that we can comprehend it, not through the logic and rationale of the mind, but simply the instant comprehension that consciousness affords us. So it's to this state of being that we need to become familiar with having the consciousness awake and active, our free will directed towards the being. And in this state of being, to feel our mind, emotion, energy and our physical body in this present moment. Finishing this short practice, gently begin to engage once again with our senses that connect us to the external world. Feel our physical body in the environment that we're in, seated upon a chair or a cushion. Feeling the environment, the temperature of the room that we're in. Hearing any sounds. gently as we open our eyes, connecting once again with the external world, but maintaining this internal state, this state of being, of conscious perception of reality, distinguishing the manifestations of the ego as they arise, and keeping our will and intent directed towards the consciousness and the being. As we become familiar with this state of being, we can return to it time and time again throughout the day as we realize we've forgotten, and in the many circumstances of our life. And this enables us to use it as contrast to when we have become identified, when we've forgotten the being, when the will of the ego has overtaken us and has affected the balance in our centers. So at whatever point, before, during, or after the manifestation of an ego, we can always observe and comprehend to some degree the nature of the ego and the will that it has. Okay.